हरे श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ केम एज अ डिवोटी. Even to say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself is not accurate enough. The real understanding is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna together. Krishna is the supreme energetic and Srimati Radharani is the energy, the supreme pleasure-giving potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes that Srimati Radharani is the pleasure potency of Krishna. Krishna pranaya vikriti ladini shakti. Ladini, Srimati Radharani is the pleasure giving or ladini shakti of Krishna, which is actually the transformation of Krishna's love. Pranaya mahima vikritir. And They were one and they became two. They became separated. Energy and energetic are one. But then this energy and energetic became separated. Now it has also been pointed out at this point that we cannot actually understand this. They were one and they became two. Or energy and energetic are one and they became separated. This concept cannot be understood from the material perspective. From the material point of view, we'll never be able to understand. Because the spiritual world, the spiritual reality is eternal. And there is no past and there is no concept of past and future. So it is not that at some time they were one and then they became two. Just as we can perceive things in the material platform, there is in the material nature, the time is present in three aspects: past, present, and future. And when we properly analyze it, when we go deep into that concept, then we can see that actually in the material nature, the time exists in the form of past and future. Present is only a fleeting concept. Like before we have said present, the present is gone into the past. Present is just a fleeting concept. And time here exists in the form of past and future. But in the spiritual reality, the time exists as eternal present, and there past and future is a concept. Anyway, the point is that Krishna and Radha were one and they became two. It is not a concept of past and present as we have in the material nature. It's eternally existing. Krishna and Krishna's energy are simultaneously existing as one and again as separated. But the point is, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Energetic, is a person, and his energy also is a person. Krishna as the Supreme Energetic is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Srimati Radharani as his pleasure potency is also a person. now, Chaitanyakham Prakata Madhuma, now they have become one again and have appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna and Radha became one, and that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the spiritual sky, they are existing eternally. There is one region of the spiritual sky, the topmost region of the spiritual sky is Golok. And Golok has two chambers. One chamber is Vrindavan, and the other chamber is Navadvip. In Vrindavan, Krishna's pastimes is going on. Krishna's pastimes are going on with Srimati Radharani eternally. There Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, is enjoying his love affairs with his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and her expansions. And in Navadvip, Krishna and Radha are existing simultaneously as one, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once in a day of Brahma, Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the supreme personality of Godhead, the original supreme personality of Godhead, he extends his pastimes from Golok Vrindavan to this earthly Vrindavan, Gokul. In the Dwapar Yuga of the 28th Chatur Yuga of the day of Brahma. And in the following Kali Yuga, that same Krishna comes along with Srimati Radharani in one form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he distributes that love of Braja, of Vrindavan. This point has been very wonderfully explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that after performing his Braja Leela, after performing his Vrindavan pastimes in the Dwapar Yuga, Krishna considered that I have revealed my Vrindavan pastimes, where one gets an opportunity to develop a loving relationship with me as a friend, as father or mother, or as a lover. Now that relationship is not possible to develop through normal devotional service, which is known as Vaithi Bhakti. Following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, when one performs that pastimes, one is elevated to Vaikuntha. But from Vaikuntha, one cannot be elevated to Vrindavan. Now Krishna considered, how can one enter into my Braja Leela? And therefore, Krishna appeared as a devotee. And when the devotee Krishna is served through Vaidhi Bhakti, then when one attains his perfection, he becomes elevated to Golok Vrindavan, or he gets an entrance to Golok Vrindavan in Radha Krishna's pastimes. So Sri Krishna has come as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply to open the door of Vrindavan, where Krishna's most wonderful pastimes, in the most intense loving relationship, is going on. So by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by following the scriptural injunctions, how to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means through Sankirtan, when one serves Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one becomes eligible to enter into Golok Vrindavan. So in order to create that good fortune for the living entities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come on this particular day. which is known as Falguni Purnima. Falgun is the month of springtime. During the spring, during the middle of spring, during the full moon of the spring, Sri Krishna descended as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the son of Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra. The most wonderful or the most unique aspect of this pastimes is that in this pastime, Krishna did not appear as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came as a devotee. He came as an ordinary human being. In other pastimes, Krishna manifests himself, or he descends displaying his bhagavatya, or his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in this pastime, he did not do so. He came as an ordinary brahmana boy. And he appeared in this particular place, Navadvip. Navadvip consists of 9 islands. Those 9 islands are like one central island, and surrounding that central island, there are 8 islands. That central island is known as Mayapur. And the very center of that island is Jogopit. And Jogopit is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally situated. And here, in that Jogopit, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, took birth under a neem tree as the son of Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Appearing as their son, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed extremely wonderful pastimes. Although he appeared as an ordinary human being, as a son of a brahmana, but his activities were always extraordinary. There is a saying that the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is to distribute the holy name. And this holy name is actually the means to develop one's loving relationship with Krishna. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to make everyone chant Hare Krishna. And he did that all throughout his pastimes, starting from his very appearance until the end, and even after. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making everyone chant the holy name of the Lord, because that is the ultimate perfection of life. Because in this age, Krishna has descended as the holy name. In simple words, it can be said that in this age, Krishna became the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to make everyone receive that Krishna in the form of the holy name. So he descended at a time when there was an eclipse, the lunar eclipse, on the full moon day of the month of Falgun. And eclipse is considered to be an inauspicious time, because at that time Rahu swallows the moon. And since moon is swallowed up, it is considered to be inauspicious. But of course, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, that becomes the most auspicious time. So although he appeared at a time which is apparently inauspicious, he made it absolutely auspicious. And because it was an inauspicious time, it is a custom that people chant the holy name of the Lord to avert that inauspicious influence. So he appeared at a time when everyone was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he appeared in a way, while everyone was made to chant the holy name. Then when he was a little boy, he used to cry. He was performing the pastimes as a human child. And human children cry when they're babies. So Mahaprabhu also used to cry. The little baby used to cry. And naturally when the baby cries, the mothers and the other elders try to stop the child, try to pacify the child. So the child started to cry and he just wouldn't stop. He continuously kept on crying and crying. And then finally, one lady, a neighboring lady, lady from the neighborhood, just said, Oh Hari, this child is not going to stop crying. Oh Hari is an expression, is an exclamation. Like as we say some in English, as you say, Oh God. Right? She said something like that. Oh Hari, this child is not... And as soon as she said, Oh Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped crying. And no surprise, this baby was crying incessantly. And now all of a sudden he stopped. And they was quite surprised. And some thought, maybe the child just for some reason stopped crying. And some other thought, maybe because he heard the name Hari, he stopped crying. So, and then somebody tried it. Again, another time when he started to cry. Usual, if the baby, snakes are generally very, very angry. Their snakes are envious and angry. And if they get little hurt, they immediately bite. Now, when this boy laid down on the coil of the snake naturally felt the pressure and should have bitten the boy, but didn't do that. Our acharyas explain that this is the pastimes of the Lord with Anantashesha. Anantashesha felt, my Lord has come here and I can't serve him. So he came and he tried to serve the Lord. But when he saw that Lord's associates are getting disturbed, he just left and went away. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to be dressed up with beautiful ornaments. His parents used to dress him up with valuable ornaments like pearl necklaces, strings of pearls used to adorn his neck. There used to be armlets, there used to be crown on his head, the ankle bells all made of gold and studded with most precious gems. And those days, this place, Navadvip, was a big city, very big city. And there were thousands of people, there were beautiful roads with beautiful buildings. The other day when we went to Ballal Devi, we saw that there was a ruin of a palace. It's being excavated now. So from that we can see that this place must have been such an opulent city. And in the city there are many people and there are some good people, some bad people. So one day while this baby Nimai was playing, then two thieves just saw this little boy decorated with most precious ornaments. So they thought, oh, if we can steal the boy, then we can get these ornaments and we'll become rich. So they stole the boy. One of them said, come, I will take you to your house. And the other said, come, take the sweets. So Nimai accepted the sweet. And the other thief picked him up on his shoulder and and he ran. Both of them ran. They thought that they would go to their house and take these ornaments, and probably they thought that they'll kill this child. And they started to run for their house, and they just kept on running and running and running endlessly. They couldn't come to their home. Then finally, they thought that they came to their house, and they were very relieved, and they got the boy out of their shoulder. And then everybody in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very worried and started to look for him. And then as they saw these two thieves, they were running thinking that they will take their child to their home, but actually they came back to the house of Jagannath Mishra due to the illusory influence of Jogamaya. And as they dropped the child, took the child out of his back, then they heard people are saying, oh, here is Nimai, and Nimai also ran to the lap of Jagannath Mishra. And then the thieves realized that they have come back to the wrong place, they have come back to the same house where they stole this boy from, and they just ran away from there. And in this way, it is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to have a ride on the back of these thieves to see the city. So he went around the city and then finally came back to his father's house. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes as a little boy. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very famous all over Navadvip. Everybody was singing the glory of this little boy. He was so extraordinary. Even when he was naughty, people would appreciate his activities. For example, when this Nimai became little, when he grew up a little, he used to go to school, and on the way back from the school, he would go to the Ganges. And in the Ganges, he would do all kinds of mischief. Like he would see that some people, some brahmanas were chanting Gayatri half submerged in the water. And he would go to them and say, and tell them, who are you meditating upon? Can't you see that the one you are meditating upon is standing right in front of you? How did you become so blind? And saying that, he would splash a mouthful of water on their body. And they would become very angry, thinking that this boy not only broke their meditation while they're chanting Gayatri, but contaminated them by throwing this water on them from his mouth to their body. And they would try to catch him, but he would run away. He would swim away. Sometimes somebody is chanting Gayatri, standing on the half submerged in the Ganges, and Nimai would go underwater, grab the person by his legs and drag him into the mid-water, mid-river. And everybody would become surprised, or everybody would become very alarmed, thinking that Probably some crocodile got hold of this man and took him in the mid-river. And then they would finally find out that it was actually Nimai who was doing all that mischief. And they would go and complain to Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra would become very, very angry that his boy has become so naughty. So Jagannath Mishra then would take a stick in his hand and he would come out of the house searching for Nimai. And when Jagannath Mishra would display that kind of angry mood, and then these people, the brahmanas who went and complained to Jagannath Mishra, would become worried. And they would say, why are you getting so angry? Like, he is just a little boy. He did some mischief. So there is no need to be angry like this. And Jagannath Mishra would say that, no, my son must be chastised for his misdeeds. Otherwise he'll be spoiled. But they would then speak on behalf of Nimai, saying that what Jagannath Mishra was planning to do was wrong. What Nimai did was right. And then Jagannath Mishra would see that Nimai is coming along with his friends, and it looked as if he was just returning from the school. There was no sign in his body that he went to Ganges, because his hair was dry. After a bath, naturally the hair would be wet. But his hair was dry, his body had the marks of ink and dust. And then Nimai would come, Jagannath Mishra would start to chastise him. Nimai said, look, I'm just coming back from school. You ask my friends? And Jagannath Mishra also would wonder, why then these brahmanas complained against this boy? After all, it looks like he didn't go to Ganges, he's just returning from school. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was submerging all the devotees of Navadvip in an ocean of ecstasy. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew up, in India those days, boys and girls used to get married quite young. Sometimes a girl would get married even when she is just 7 years old. I heard that my grandmother was married to my grandfather when she was 7 years old. So that was a common custom. And Prabhupada explained that when a girl gets married so young, then her whole heart is occupied by the thoughts of her husband. And that's why she develops such intense attachment that she cannot possibly think of any other man. So this early marriage is one way to keep the girl's chest. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was married, and then after marriage he went to Bangladesh. He was first married to Lakshmi Priya Devi, then he went to East Bengal and to deliver that land. And due to the separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Priya Devi left her body. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned home, and then due to the persuasion of Mother Sachi, he was married to Vishnu Priya Devi. And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became famous all over as Nimai Pandit. Pandit means a greatly learned scholar. He was actually considered to be the greatest scholar, although he was just a young boy. He was about 16 years old. And so one day, a great scholar called Keshav Bhatta, or Keshav Kashmiri, Kashmiri because he's a Brahmana who came from Kashmir, and he was a great scholar, the greatest scholar of that time. He was a worshipper of Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and due to Saraswati's mercy, he became the most erudite scholar. It was said that Saraswati used to reside on his tongue. And as a result of that, no one was able to defeat him. So he traveled all over India, defeating all the scholars of India at that time. The only place that was left to be conquered was Navadvip. And Navadvip was the place of learning at the time. It was not only a big city, but it was also considered to be the seat of learning at that time. And many great scholars used to live here. And this Keshav Kashmiri, after conquering all the scholars of India, came to that place thinking that if he could conquer the scholars of this place, then he would be recognized as the unconquered scholar of India of that time. And when the scholars of Navadvip heard that Keshav Kashmiri was coming, and they ran away from Navadvip under various pretexts to save their face, under various pretexts, like somebody's mother-in-law was sick, someone's daughter was getting married, or niece was getting married, or under various pretexts, they all ran away from Navadvip. So Keshav Kashmiri came to Navadvip, and he found out that all the great scholars of Navadvip has left. And so he kept on waiting for them to return. And he heard about this Nimai Pandit, who was considered to be an extremely great scholar, but when he heard that he was only a 15-16-year-old boy, he didn't pay any heed. He didn't even think of getting into a scholarly fight with Nimai Pandit and defeat him. So he thought he would rather wait for others to return. And so one day, Keshav Kashmiri was strolling across the bank of the Ganges, and he saw that one brilliant looking young boy was teaching something, and he was surrounded by his young students. So he became curious and he asked who he was, and the boy replied that his name is Nimai. So Keshav Kashmiri asked, "Oh, so you are the Nimai Pandit?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Well, some people call me Pandit or a scholar, but I am actually just an ordinary teacher of grammar. I teach only grammar. Grammar is the very beginning of learning a language." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "Well, I can see that you are very humble and you speak also very sweetly. I'm very impressed. So anyway, so come and have a bout with me." He challenged Nimai. Nimai said, "Well, you see, I am just a young boy, young lad, and you are such a great scholar. I am not actually a suitable candidate for a scholarly bout with you. Rather, I would take advantage of your association. Now that I met you, I would rather take advantage of your association." And so Keshav Kashmiri was pleased. He said, "Okay, so what do you want to hear from me?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Can you please describe the glory of Ganges that is flowing here?" And immediately Keshav Kashmiri started to sing the glory of Ganges. He composed 100 glorification, 100 verses in glorification of Ganges. And it was those verses were composed with the same speed as the Ganges was flowing, and with same profundity and a poetic meter and sweetness. And all the boys, all the persons who were sitting there, they were awestruck that how could anyone compose such brilliant poetry without any effort. And so after reciting those poems in glorification of Ganges, Keshav Kashmiri asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "So, how did you like it?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Fine, it's nice." Although, naturally, a poetic composition has many qualities and a few flaws also. So Keshav Kashmiri became very upset. He said, "Look, in my composition, there is no flaw. My composition is flawless." And he started to chastise Nimai, that who are you to judge my composition? You're just a young lad. Do you know who I am? I'm Keshav Kashmiri. I defeated all the scholars. I am famous all over the world for my scholarship and poetic ability. So after he bragged and chastised Nimai like that, then he just happened to ask him, "Tell me, what's the flaw in my poetry?" Then Nimai recited one verse from the middle, 64th verse. He recited that verse and Keshav Kashmiri was awestruck. He said, "I recited like a storm. I recited these verses with the speed of a storm. And how did you manage to memorize it, the verse from the middle?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Just by the mercy of the Lord, some people become a great poet. Some people also become Shrutidhar." He said that as you are a Kobi Bor, the greatest of all the Kavis or poets, some people can become a Shrutidhar. Shrutidhar means a person who can remember whatever he hears. He just hears, whatever he hears, he remembers that. So, Keshav Kashmiri was extremely surprised. And he said, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "In this verse, there are five qualities, five alankars, five ornaments, and five defects." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to explain what the ornaments was. The first he glorified, that is the Vedic culture. In the Vedic culture it says, if you have to say something bad about somebody, first you say something good about him. And this way, it's a very wonderful lesson for public relation. If you really want to criticize somebody, first you glorify him, and then you give your criticism. Or if you are, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first glorified him for his the qualities that his composition had, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to point out his defects, five defects. One of the defects that he mentioned was he described Ganges as coming from the head of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he identified Lord Shiva as the husband of Bhavani. Bhavani is the name of Durga. Now, Bhavani, the word Bhavani means the wife of Bhava. And that's another name of Lord Shiva. So he's saying that wife of Lord Shiva's husband. He identified Lord Shiva as the wife of Lord Shiva, the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva. So he pointed out that that description indicates as if the Durga or Bhavani has another husband. So in this way, he found the flaws or defects in Keshav Kashmiri's composition, and Keshav Kashmiri was defeated in this way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a young boy, defeated the greatest scholar of that time. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established himself as the greatest scholar of India at that time. Now, Keshav Kashmiri naturally was a very proud person. So when he heard that, when he was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, he went home and he started to cry that he has been defeated by a little boy after conquering all of India, all the scholars of India. So, and he was actually complaining to Saraswati that you gave me the benediction that you will always reside on my tongue, and now I have been defeated. What an embarrassment, I have been defeated by a little boy. So then Saraswati appeared and told him, Keshav, the personality who defeated you is actually my lord and master, and I am his eternal maidservant. I feel embarrassed even to go in front of him. I try to serve him standing behind him. And that is why today I must admit that your scholarship has been completely successful. You have reached the highest success of your scholarship because you have been defeated by the personality of Godhead himself. And in this way, Keshav Kashmiri was defeated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was just a little boy. So I'll briefly tell you another two incident anecdotes. They're very sweet. Jagadananda Pandit was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jagadananda Pandit is actually Satyabhama from Krishna's Dwarka pastimes. Therefore, just as Satyabhama used to have loving quarrels with Krishna, Jagadananda Pandit also used to have loving quarrels with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were friends from their childhood. And one day, Jagadananda Pandit is describing, he wrote a book called Prema Vivarta, the loving transformation of love affairs. And Okay, so I'll just tell this episode, anecdote, and then I'll go, because Jayapatakam, unni kothai? Jayapatakam is Russian, yet again. Ami kothai jacchi? So I'm Bangladesh. Okay, so I have to go to the Bengali class now. I thought Jayapatakam is just coming here. So who is going to give the class now? Oh, Purushottam. Okay, Hare Krishna Maharaj. Okay. Exchanges and quarrels. And so one day, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were traveling in Navadvip. There was a river called Alokananda, which is another name of Ganges, that used to flow there now, there at that time. So there's a beautiful garden. So in that garden, there was a parrot. So while Mahaprabhu, little boy, was playing with his friends and saw the parrot, he just caught the parrot. And he said, you, Shuka, Shuka is another name of parrot. You are the son of Vasudev. You are the son of Vasudev. And now please tell us something about Radha Krishna's pastimes. You are very famous for chanting the glories of Radha Krishna. So please say something about Radha Krishna of Vrindavan. Then the parrot kept on saying, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. Then Mahaprabhu became angry. He said, why are you saying something else than Radha Krishna? I told you that this is Vrindavan and you must sing the glory of Radha Krishna. But the parrot just kept on saying, Gaura, Gaura. So Mahaprabhu threw that parrot away. He said that, you rascal, you don't sing the glory of Gaura, glory of Radha Krishna. And Jagadananda Pandit kept on describing that the parrot still kept on singing Gaura, Gaura. And then he said, Mahaprabhu said that, this is Vrindavan. Then the parrot replied, no, this is Navadvip. Because in this age of Kali, Vrindavan became Navadvip. And started to say that the one who was Radha Krishna in Vrindavan has now appeared in Navadvip as Gaura Hari. And you are that Gaura Hari. You are Radha Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu told Jagadananda Gadadhar that, look, this is, this parrot is such a rascal. What is he talking about? All kinds of nonsense he is talking. The parrot says, nonsense? I don't speak nonsense. You are that Krishna, and the Gadai who is standing next to you, that is Radha. And he started to sing, Gaur Gadai, Gaur Gadai, Gaur Gadadhar. So in this way, time and time